Nobody would hear us then. At 91.5 FM, he would be so awesome.
He would be so awesome.
He would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we
with simple words like aw shucks. We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing
schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth,
South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Off. 3.5 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and do you know where your local is? Do you know where your local tunes are? It's right here, 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight, giving you 3 hours of the best gosh darn local music this Boston scene and this planet Earth has to offer. Good Wednesday evening to you all. This is a pre-recorded show, so we are not actually at the studio. We are in the safety of our own little comfort zones, yeah. And we will be doing that until the COVID restrictions have abated to allow live interviews and live guests in the studio. Once they do that, we'll be back and doing the thing as we do. But in the meantime, we've been going back into our own archives and picking out some performances from years gone by as part of our live set segment that we do at 10:30. And tonight is no exception. We've got Bird Watchers of America. Yeah. And that's going to be happening at 10:30. And that's going all the way back to December of 2007. And then for the rest of it, we've got like so much freaking new music. It will make your head spin if head spinning is possible. And new music is coming from Jo Ellen. She's going to be giving you a nice set of new music. Phil Fleming is going to be giving you a set of RPM Challenge artists once again. And Angel Wood has your Boston Emissions Songs of the Week this week. And hey, we're going to get things started off with some brand spanking new music. We're going to do a lot of new music today, so strap yourself in, and don't you go changing. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is brand new from Crayons and Locusts. This is called Arms on the Table. You're on the town with Mikey D.
Mm-hmm. is blowing down my soul. Shake me loose before I lose control.
Brand new from Linnea's Garden, cut and paste. brand new single. And we also heard The Moshines with Catch Me, the title track to the new EP, which is coming out soon. Muck and the Myers gave us She Blocked My Number from their latest Take Me Back to Planet Earth. And we started things off with brand new music from Crayons and Locusts and Arms on the Table. We're going to keep the new music going. This one came out a couple weeks ago, but I'm still a huge fan. This is brand new from Gymnasium. This is called Tavern at the End of the World. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. And did I mention this show is pre-recorded? Well, yeah, it is.
I tell myself, girl, you've been there before, but I can't shake this feeling I have. Reach out your hand, calling out from the other side, and I get closer every second to crossing.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Oh yeah, that's the new one from Mission to Sleep, a track called April Doom. We also heard Stormstress and their latest Fall With You, and we started things off with Gymnasium and Tavern at the End of the World. We've got lots of new music coming up. We also have a vintage live performance from Bird Watchers of America going all the way back from 2007. Stick around. Joe Ellen's got a set of new music as well. And Phil Fleming is going to be coming up on the other side of this one with a set of RPM Challenge artists. For the meantime, I'm going to give you this one from Idler Wheel, new one from the album Superflux. This is called Children Write. You are on the town with Mikey D. 91.5 WMFO. And hey, this show's pre-recorded. Just letting you know, because we got to let you know that every now and again. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey, it's Phil here at On the Town with Mikey D. I'm here bringing you yet another block of all these songs from RPM Challenge, which is making music in the month of February, whether it be a single, an EP, or a full-length album. This time out, we're going to do a whole bunch of songs from New Hampshire. Here you go. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
That's my wonderful question. What a beautiful thing to do, me and you. Definitely suspect that right now we don't have a clue. That's my heartache in progress. Not the easiest price to pay every day. That's what they say to you. All the fear that won't go away. And if I want to thank you, then I wouldn't even know how. I wouldn't really know all the words that you say. All the complicated. to a beautiful mystery. You and me, anything that we can know at first, later we'll see. And if I wanna thank you, I wouldn't even know how. I wouldn't really know all the words as to say. All the complicated days get simpler with you. Here's my wonderful question. What a beautiful thing to do, me and you. Definitely suspect that right now we don't have a clue.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Forcing a detox. Can't drink or smoke no more. Gonna Tube Rock Boy plays the air guitar. He sings Creed on a Sunday morning, banging his head. He's an old-fashioned guy. He loves the classics like Poison and a little bit of Coke on the side. But Rock Boy found out that I play guitar. I turn my distortion way up and he still yells, "That's not how it's done! Don't you know any Puddle of Mud?" And I'm confused because, dude, have you heard my band? Does it sound like we know any Puddle of Mud, you fat potato? With the boys, seeing their favorite cover band, and his chin strap is in full effect and it's full of sweat.
"It's time for another Bud Light," he yells, "and some more hair gel. I want to get it just right.
Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Paint your face up, get just for me. Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Baby, smile, but don't say a word to me."
But Rock Boy, oi, oi.
Cook, but that's why he's got his mom. When it comes to women, he's got tricks up his sleeve. But that does not mean what you want it to mean. He'll interrupt you. He's gonna tell you you're wrong. And then he'll drive home just as drunk as when he came.
Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Take your face off, get just for me. Why don't you just stand there and look pretty? Maybe smile, but don't say a word to me.
You're on the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 WMFR Medford, Texas Educational Radio.
Yeah, the Hoffletones with Butt Rock Boy from No Really, Pick It Up. This place is a mess. Before that was Benny McWarner with Fool's Gold from Polestar. Balding Eagle, some nice snotty punk there for you, Forced Into Detox. I had The Tyrant Love with My Wonderful Question. Temptress gave you Enough. I started that big block off with Here We Go Again from This Wretched Vessel. You've been listening to the RPM Challenge Block New Hampshire Edition. Bunch of great songs from the Granite State. You can go to rpmchallenge.com and get access to all of the RPM Challenge albums, not just from New Hampshire, but from Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, Maine, anywhere except I don't think anybody in Antarctica took place in it. Anyway, you can go to rvmchallenge.com, like I said. All right, I'm going to end this block with a song from a very touching concept album. It's kind of a love story between Where's Waldo and Carmen Sandiego. The song is called Maybe Someone Else Will Take Your Heart. The album's called Where Have You Been All My Life? It's Lane Sullivan. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFM.
I'm
tell you anything. If you could only see what this does to me, then I don't think any less of you. I just don't.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. I have a rather eclectic collection for you tonight, and I'm